Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke.
路加第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
第一节，提亚图菲罗大人啊，有好些人提笔作书，述说在我们中间所成就的事，是照传道的人从起初亲眼看见又传给我们的。
There's a dedication to Theophilus. Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which has been fulfilled among us.
这些事我既从起头都详细考察了，就定义要按着次序写给你，使你知道。所学之道都是确实的。
And
verse 2.
It seems good to me also, having been perfected understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you, an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus.
然后第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗，正祷告的时候，天就开了。
When all people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized, and while he prayed, the heaven was opened.
圣灵降临在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子，又有声音从天上来说：“你是我的爱子，我所喜悦。”
And the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven to say, "You are my beloved Son, in you."I am well pleased.
耶稣开头传道，年纪约有三十岁，一人看来他是约瑟的儿子。
Now Jesus himself began his ministry at about 30 years of age, being the son of Joseph.
然后我们看路加福音第九章。
Let's continue with Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章，第三十五节。
Luke 9:35。
有声音从云彩里出来说：“这是我的爱子，我所拣选的，你们要听他。”
And a voice came out of cloud saying, "This is my beloved son, hear him."
声音住了，只见耶稣一人在那里。当那些日子门徒。不提所看见的事，一样也不告诉人。
When the voice had ceased, Jesus was found alone, but they kept quiet and told no one in those days any of the things they have seen.
好，我想我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
So we'll stop here for the time being.
我们要把昨天晚上所讲的再很快的复习一遍。
We want to have a very quick revision of what we have heard last night.
就是33年半几件很重大的事情。
Within these 33 and a half years, which were the very important events that transpired.
那今天早晨弟兄们他们预备了一份的图表，那么每一个人现在手里有一份。
And so we have a copy of what a timetable that we have summarized last night.
那现在就是这里面可能我们一面复习一面大家可以改里面有一些的数据稍微改一下就好。
So, we are going to go through this, but there will be some revisions, and then we will make the correction on this sheet of paper.
那现在呢我们昨天是从主耶稣钉十字架然后一直往前推。
And so, last night we started with the crucifixion of Christ, and then we worked backwards.
一直推到主耶稣降生
and that traced back to the birth of Christ.
所以今天早晨呢，我们开始的时候，我们呢就从主耶稣降生，然后一直看到主耶稣钉十字架。
And so this morning we will begin with the birth of Jesus right up to his crucifixion.
那我现在用这一张的图表
and that we will base of what we have in hand.
我想最容易记得的是怎么一回事呢？我建议一下是这样。
My suggestion is what will have an impact in our mind.
假定说你拿一根筷子。
We have a chopsticks.
你把这个筷子呢，就放在第一行，就是这里说三个 BC, birth of Christ, 基督降生这一行。
And so we put the chopstick at where 3 BC, that is during the birth of Christ.
好，那么我们假定说这个筷子最左边表示年初刚刚开始的时候。
that the left hand side will denotes the time that is the beginning.
那你看这里不是有两条这个灰色这样两条吗？那么这个第一条我们假定那个时间应该刚好是四月，就是应该是月节的时候。
And that the you know the first column that horizontal the vertical that goes down that we will presume that is the fourth month and that is the Passover.
那么然后第二个比较灰的那个地方应该是十月份，就是大概是他们祝棚节的时候。
And so the next column write down the vertical column that write down we'll take it as the festival of the tents.
然后就到了年终。
Yeah. And so then we come to the mid year.
所以现在每一年我们有一根筷子。
And so every year we have this symbolized by this chopstick.
那最左边的是开始，最右边的是结束，那一年的结束。
And we know that your left hand side will be the beginning, and the left hand side will denote the end.
那么中间有两个很重要的点，一个是逾越节，一个是祝棚节。
And so we know that two vertical columns that go down, it will be the Passover, and the other one will signify the festival of the tents.
那我们的重点重在年初、逾越节跟祝棚节。
And so our emphasis will be the beginning, the Passover, and the festival of the tents.
好，那现在我们先来看第一根筷子，就是主耶稣降生那一年。
And so the first one will go back to the birth of Christ.
那我们说过，这个刚刚好，这个。然后呢，我们说这个主耶稣应该是公元前五 BC， 不是三，这个我们改一下。
We change and that we say that it is actually starting from 5 BC。
所以这个应该是公元前五年，这是第一根筷子。
And that is where the first chopsticks will be。
所以大概主耶稣降生是在年初的时候。
And that the birth of Christ is actually the beginning of the year。
那么然后呢，就是第二根筷子，就是应该公元前四年，不是一年。
And so we'll change the first BC, one BC to four BC.
那么博士就来朝见主耶稣。
And then we will see that how the wise men from the east have come to worship the Lord.
那么这个应该是个以前的，应该是在三月份，就是应该是在这个逾越节以前。
And that should transpire before the Passover.
因为在逾越节左右的时候，希律就死了。
Because before the Passover, Herod died.
所以你就知道说，主耶稣这个朝拜，这个主耶稣逃难逃到埃及，几个博士来朝见他，那么应该是在第一根筷子跟第二根筷子刚开始前面的那段时间。
And so we know that when Herod was trying to kill the child, and then when Jesus fled to Egypt, and this actually transpired between the first chopstick and the second chopstick, and on the left hand side, it will be actually at the beginning of the year.
所以然后到了第三根筷子就是主后八年。
And so now we come to the 880.
那么这个主后八年呢，就在逾越节那个时候。
And 880 happens during the Passover.
那么主耶稣就到耶路撒冷去了，你记得吗？过节。
And then Jesus have gone to the temple during the Passover.
然后有三天，这个他的母亲找不到他。
And you know that 3 days, the mother Mary was looking for him.
所以这个是发生在主后第八年的事。
And this happened at around 880.
然后一直到第四根就从上面下来是第四根的筷子。
And so now we come to the fourth, the fourth horizontal line.
那个就是主后26年的时候。
And that happens on the 26 AD.
那一年是主耶稣出来传道的那一年。
And that is when Jesus began his ministry.
那一年也是主耶稣受试探的那一年。
And that was the year that he faced the temptation.
所以要那么什么时候大概这件事情发生呢？
When did it take place?
那就是大概祝棚节的时候。
And that happens to be around the festival of the tents.
所以我想这个很容易记得，就是那是主耶稣出来传道，那时候他大概是30岁。
And when he began his ministry, he was about 30 years old.
好，那么这一共是四根筷子了。
And so we come to the fourth chopstick, that is the fourth line.
现在我们来到第五根筷子。
And then we've moved down to the fifth.
那么这个就到了主后27年。
And that will come to the 27 AD.
那么年初的时候，就是他遇见几个门徒的时候。
And the beginning of the year, he had met some disciples.
最早大概是六个门徒。
In the beginning was about 6 disciples.
我们知道是安德烈跟他哥哥彼得。
Then with Andrew and brothers Peter.
然后约翰 和他的兄弟雅各。
That we know, John and James.
然后呢是拿但业，然后呢是腓力。
Then after that, followed by Philip, Nathaniel and Philip.
所以这六个大概都是渔夫，都是渔夫。
We know that they are all, they were all fishermen.
那其他的以后就不敢说了。
Then the rest we were not very sure.
我们知道其他剩下还有一个也是渔夫，一共是七个。
Then we know that there will be one more, and he too was a fisherman.
那么其他的像税吏了、分税长的西门，那么他们就不是打鱼为业。
And then we know the tax collector, the zealot, they are not fishermen.
所以他们遇见主就是在，就是门徒第一次遇见主就是在。主后二十七年。
And so when the disciple first met the Lord, it was in 27 AD.
那就是约翰福音第一章告诉我们。
And that is where in John chapter 1.
那里主耶稣已经受浸好几个礼拜。
That our Lord Jesus was baptized for many weeks.
主耶稣受浸是在耶利哥附近。
When Jesus was baptized, it was near Jericho.
那么这个应该是好几个礼拜以前，而且主耶稣受浸以后也在旷野里面受试炼。
And so when after Jesus was baptized, he was led to the wilderness and he was tempted there.
那刚才我们弟兄给大家看那个地图。
Just now we have seen the map.
那个地图就已经是老的地图了。
That is actually the old map.
你看见他讲的约旦约伯大尼，一个是在靠近耶路撒冷。
And we know that there is one Bethany. Just now we saw the map. It was on the left-hand side near Jerusalem.
一个呢是过了约旦河靠近耶利哥的地方。
And that we know there is one that is beyond River Jordan.
这个就是古老的从前的说法。
And that was what the old saying.
所以这个都已经过时候了。
That is already outdated.
所以许多人到现在还是没有弄清楚，还是以为说耶利哥附近那个就约旦河外的伯大尼，其实不是的。
And so that they say that the one that is outside Jericho is the actually the old Bethany.
因为如果是这样的话，你一天就可以到了。
Otherwise that it is only within only a day's journey.
很容易的。但是呢，我们知道说，所谓约旦河外的伯大尼是靠近加利利，在北边要走四天的路程。
And so, the Bethany that is beyond River Jordan is actually on the is at the northern side, and you will need a 4 days journey.
所以，约翰福音第一章所讲的约旦伯大尼是靠近加利利的，不是靠近耶路撒冷。
And so the in John chapter 1, the Bethany was mentioned is actually near Galilee in the north and not the one in the south.
那么然后到了这个逾越节的时候，那个就是约翰福音第二章，主耶稣到逾越节的时候，他这个洁净圣殿，那就是约翰福音第二章的故事。
And so when you come to John chapter 2, and that was where Jesus cleansed the temple.
所以大概呢。这个就是主后二十七年，然后一直到年尾，这就是约翰福音第一章到第四章里面所讲。
And so chapter 1 to chapter 4 will actually cover the beginning of the year, up to the end of the 27 AD.
所以
延台到27 AD.
所以这个是没有错的，后面写约翰福音一章到第四章都没有错。
So John chapter 1 and 4, it was correctly written.
那么这个前面一直到这个到主后二十六年，那个都是路加福音第一章到第三章里面所包括的。
And so when we say that 5 BC right up to 26, that covers from Luke chapter 1 to Luke chapter 5.
所以从主后二十七年开始，就是从约翰福音第一章一直到第四章，那么就那个整年所发生的事就是二十七。主后二十七年那一根筷子所代表的。
And so the entire 27, when John chapter 1 to verse 4, that covers the entire period of the entire year of the 27 AD.
然后在约旦河外伯大尼一年以后，主耶稣在加利利又遇见了彼得，又遇见了约翰。
And so after 1 year, Jesus once again meet John, James, and the other disciple.
那就开始了主后二十八年年初的故事。
And that begins.The events on the beginning of 28 AD.
那么然后呢，到了逾越节的时候，那么不要忘记，这个就是主耶稣怎么医治瘫子，你记得吗？那也是逾越节的故事。
And that during the Passover, how one who was paralyzed for 38 years and he was healed.
38年
，38 years
是个瘫子。
对 ，he was paralyzed.
那个38年的瘫子，就代表当初以色列人怎样在旷野里漂流38年。他们也是像瘫子一样。
And it is just like the Israelites. Then when they came up from Egypt, they were circling around the wilderness. They were just like one who was paralyzed.
所以主耶稣刚刚开始到 加利利的时候。
And so when Jesus was first beginning to enter into Galilee,
他主要是到